Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
My colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he's in London. He writes political economics. His most recent column looking at tariffs all the time, following Liberation Day, 6 days before. Joe, a very good evening to you. You identify the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, as speaking in with confidence about Europe's approach to negotiating with the announced reciprocal tariffs to be placed upon Europe on the 9th. That would be tomorrow. You quote her as using the metaphor of Europe holds a lot of cards. What is the intention of saying she holds a lot of cards, and what cards? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. I mean, this is really touching on the big question in Europe and really around the world at the moment, which is what can anyone do in response to Trump's tariffs? And I think that the first order of business here is to recognize that really, if the rest of the world were smart, what they would do is nothing. Because there's no particular reason that any other country should be eager to force its own companies and households, consumers, to spend more for things just to punish the U.S. for the fact that Trump has decided that he wants to force Americans to pay more for things. The problem, and this is really something that I think that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was getting at with that comment that you quoted from last week, John, is that political reality is going to be different. And I think that publics around the world want to feel like their governments are standing up and looking out for their interests. And so what we're starting to see in Europe, but also elsewhere, is that there is a certain expectation, you know, maybe it will soon become a demand on the part of voters or business groups or the public, that the political leaders do something. And so the question in Europe, really it's a multi-trillion dollar question at the end of the day, given the trade and investment flows involved, is what is Europe going to do? What are these cards that von der Leyen was talking about? And I think that they range anywhere from the strategic retaliatory tariffs on specific goods or industries that the U.S. exports to Europe. And we've seen a lot of that both in the first Trump term and already in the first couple months of this term, targeted at things like whiskey or, Harley Davidson motorcycles are a popular target for trade retaliation, that sort of thing. But I think that you are starting to hear a discussion across Europe about some much more drastic retaliatory measures that they could take. That would be things like, much broader tariffs that they could try to apply on the U.S. in reciprocal fashion, or other measures such as regulations that would prevent American companies from bidding for public procurement projects in Europe, or even monkeying around with intellectual property protections for American brands and companies. So I think that the message that Brussels is trying to send is that they have things that they can do that would hurt the U.S. and that would hurt U.S. companies and interests in Europe, and that this they are hoping would discourage Trump from either pushing ahead with the tariffs or from keeping those tariffs in place for too long.
You also mentioned carrots. Now, most recent remarks by Ms. von der Leyen, suggest that the Europeans are looking at negotiating in some fashion and resolving this and not keeping it at odds. So what is a carrot that would tempt Washington?
Well, I think that what Europe has been hoping is, and they came up with a list of these things, sweeteners or new access or, you know, deeper trade integration between the U.S. and Europe that they could offer to the Trump White House? Because essentially what Europe is doing is taking President Trump at his word that the purpose of these tariffs is to try to ultimately bring down other countries' trade barriers. And so I think that Europe had adopted a strategy where they reportedly had come up with a list of concessions that they would be prepared to offer the Trump administration. And I'm not clear on exactly what was on that list, but it was probably things to do with tariff reductions on particular goods or industries, or, you know, dealing with some regulatory issues that have long been barriers. This has been a particular issue in agriculture. You know, American food exports to Europe for a long time have often faced very steep regulatory barriers, which aren't a tariff, but they are laws or rules that make it impossible for Americans to sell their products in Europe. And so I think that Europe's strategy seems to be to hope that the combination of the threat of retaliation against American exports coupled with this offer to come to the table with concessions that Europe is ready to make, that that would be enough to shift Trump in a less protectionist direction and maybe mute some of the worst effects of the tariffs.
The part of your column that most intrigues me is that there is an opportunity here for Europeans, having to do with them falling behind, I think, the last decade, maybe two decades, in terms of productivity, in terms of marketplace. For example, I have been told and I have read that Germany remained committed to a fossil fuel-based, high-priced automobile business plan that simply did not keep up with the fact that the Chinese were going to be pouring electric vehicles that are very cheap and work into Germany. So what are the opportunities, given that even the great Germany fell behind, what are the opportunities here made possible by the Trump negotiation?
Well, I think that, the big theme here is that I think that Europe would be better off avoiding any kind of, tit for tat with the trade retaliation or the like, again, because that ultimately only punishes Europe's own households and consumers. And the theory behind trade retaliation is that it works because while you're inflicting pain on yourself, you are also inflicting pain on your trading partner. But, you know, Trump is already showing that he is essentially prepared to shoot the American economy in the foot with these across-the-board tariffs. So Europe doesn't get anywhere by threatening to slap the U.S. economy after Trump has already shot it. So I think in that kind of environment, my advice to the Europeans, if anyone were to ask me, would be think about what you can do to generate more economic growth at home. And that is going to mean things like tax reform. It's going to mean deregulating the economy. It's going to mean rethinking a bunch of the energy policies that have been forcing people to rush into very expensive renewable energy sources or electric vehicles that consumers don't want anyway. There's an element where that can sound like pie in the sky because Europe is so committed to a lot of these policies right now. But they've already understood that they were going to need to reform a lot of these things because there's a growing awareness over here, even before the tariffs, that Europe has fallen pretty far behind the U.S. in terms of per capita incomes and productivity and the like. And that, you know, the solution to that problem ultimately was going to be close to home. You know, the things that they can change about the European economy that will generate more economic growth here. And you've seen some election results that suggest that voters are starting to think about that. And, you know, John, you and I have talked about how a lot of governments were going to have that conversation anyway in order to be able to afford the defense spending that they want to do now. So have that discussion all at the same time and take this as the opportunity to really push forward with a very aggressive economic growth agenda, which I think probably living well is going to be the best revenge as regards this U.S. trade war that's unfolding now.
Mario Draghi, once upon a time, a central banker who is said to have contributed to rescuing Europe, also a man who was momentarily the prime minister of Italy before Giorgia Meloni. And he wrote a competitiveness report that is much cited in Italy. What can it teach the Europeans about this moment?
Well, Mario Draghi was commissioned by the European Commission last year to produce a big report on how to shake up the European economy and make it more productive. And I think that there is a lot of good in that report in terms of a lot of potential for product market reforms that can make it easier to bring innovative new products to the market with less regulation, financial reforms that can make it easier to get investment capital to the entrepreneurs who need it. You can talk about various labor market reforms that will make it easier for startups and other entrepreneurial companies to hire workers. And the real point of that report, some bits of it were better than others, but the overarching point is that there are a lot of things that European leaders can do to boost domestic economic growth without relying on building up export markets elsewhere. And I think that that is a really important point, because the way out of the morass of the Trump trade war for Europe, I think, is going to be for leaders here and also for voters to understand that Europe is capable of making a lot of decisions about its own future without holding itself hostage to trade policy in the U.S.
Joe, right now, the European Union, is it acting in concert? What is the sense of things in London? Yeah, London's not part of the EU, I understand. But your perception of the European Union, is it settling down? It's 27 very different countries.
Well, I think there are some important divisions or distinctions that are emerging within the EU about how to respond to the Trump tariffs. For example, there are indications that the German and French governments would like for Brussels to take a much more aggressive approach, partly because a very aggressive, punitive approach toward large American companies is something that France has wanted to do all along. It didn't require American tariffs to persuade French President Emmanuel Macron that he wanted to go after American tech companies in any way that he could possibly could. But I think that there are going to be plenty of other European countries like Ireland that are going to say, hang on, let's allow cooler heads to prevail here. And maybe that's an opportunity. I think that that could be another sign if they start running into political difficulties in terms of what form any kind of trade retaliation should take. I mean, if they can't agree on that, maybe they should take that as a sign that really they should be looking for a solution somewhere else on some of these other policy measures, some of which individual countries can do themselves.
I'm speaking with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. Writes political economics. We turn to the other part of the story, which is China. And so far, the response from Beijing is unhappy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Got an amazing business idea, but haven't locked in a domain name? Search Wix Domains and claim yours before someone else snags it. Your ideal.com, .net, .u is out there. Search Wix Domains and set your brand in motion.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.